Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
653 at 580 CFRA. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So the story we're looking at this morning is a study purported to be the largest study of cell phone use and brain cancers, led by former University of Ottawa professor Elizabeth Cardis. And according to this report, it's found suggestions of increased risk among the highest users of cell phones.
Right.
What's your interpretation of this story?
Well, one has to look at how the data was collected as well. This was to be published in the International Journal of Epidemiology, and this was looking at 5,000 people with recently diagnosed brain cancers and about 5,000 healthy controls, people who didn't have the brain cancers, in 13 countries, and they were interviewed by researchers on cell phone habits. And in a nutshell, what they found was that there was no increased risk for those people who used cell phones for at least 10 years, and only the top 10% of heaviest mobile users, that is those people who are using the phone at least half an hour a day, had a 15 to 40% higher risk. However, when you look at how the data was collected, and one of the researchers from Montreal was pointing this out, that although it does suggest that for majority of cell phone users, brain cancer shouldn't be a concern, that one of the major problems of this particular study is that how people were found and collected to use this, to be involved in the study. What was happening is that in the past, people could call up people who had brain cancers and or being asked if they want to be involved in a study. But now what happened was, with regards to the ethics boards, is that they required the physician to first approach the patient to see if they'd be interested, then pass on the name to the researcher. So in effect, what happens is you have selection bias in this particular study. And in other words, it puts the onus on physicians who have no personal stake in the study to recruit patients. And what tends to happen is you tend to have fewer patients as a result of that. And the other issue as well is that many healthy people who do not use cell phones chose not to participate because, again, it was involved in just calling up some people, the physician identifying people. And as a result, you tend to have a disproportionate number of mobile users, which can skew the results because now you have brain cancer patients and you're adding them in to a smaller number of overall controls, and so you can tend to get a misrepresentation of the information. So, in effect, what's happening with this particular study is that you're not getting anything conclusive because the information that was collected was subject to some selection bias. And as a result, the headlines that you're seeing really can't tell us or justify anything right now with regards to cell phone use and brain cancer.
And they're basically saying, do more study.
Exactly. That's what they're saying.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.